This is a Vuma 103 podcast. Behind the voice on Vuma 103 Drive.
It's time for us to get into Behind the Voice with Wanda Baloyi. A very good afternoon to you, Wanda, and welcome to Vuma 103 Drive.
Afternoon, everybody. Thank you for having me.
I always say to people, if you're looking for the word growth in the dictionary, you will find Wanda Baloyi's picture there. And let me explain why. I remember a couple of years ago hanging out in Yeovil, Gatandoor, at Tandoor's.
Yes.
And Ghetto Love used to run Yeovil. Do you remember?
How do I forget? How?
And then you just found yourself and you found your voice and you just became this vision. I applaud you because the growth, it couldn't have been easy, but you did it.
Absolutely. Sometimes you just never know where you're going, but you keep going, eh?
That is so, so, so true. If you could talk to Wanda Baloyi of Ghetto Love, what would you say to her?
I would say, don't be afraid.
Wow.
Don't ever be afraid to be you, because you get so consumed in trying to satisfy the world and the expectations of the world, and you forget you. So as time goes by, you realize how beautiful and how great you are just by being you.
Oh, that is so beautiful. I was watching an interview with Michelle Williams from Destiny's Challenge. You're talking about how the gospel community has not accepted her because she was doing Destiny's Child kind of music. Now, going from Ghetto Love to the Wanda Baloyi that we know right now, was it easy for this genre to welcome you with open arms, or did you have to prove yourself?
I think, as I said earlier, you know, staying true to you and staying true to your craft and staying true to what makes sense to you creatively. Once you accept it, I think the audience will easily fall into it. Everything that I've ever done in my life and in my career at first has been very scary. There is no certainty of how people will accept you or how the audience will receive you. But in everything that we do in life, if it's supposed to be great, it will always be scary at first. So nothing was ever easy and, you know, easy flowing for me, but I think with my fear, I just kind of jumped into the deep end.
If I may ask Lana, Wanda, would you ever do a reunion with Ghetto Love?
Not really.
Why?
Let me tell you why. Because first of all, we've all kind of like disappeared into different fields, and most of them are not necessarily in music anymore. So it's like coming to fetch and force someone to be something they're not anymore. You know what I mean?
Okay. And then I hear, Wuti, you're a DJ as well. How did that come about?
I've always loved house music. I mean, my love for house music started in the days of Rocky Street, Tandoor. I don't know if you've been to Tandoor back in the days.
It was lit every Thursday,
she's been there.
Baby.
She's
telling
been there.
You, listen, downstairs.
Yay!
I mean, after we leave the rooftop upstairs, you go downstairs into the sauna. We used to call it the sauna.
Yes.
Yo.
You go into the sauna and it's house music right through. So I absolutely loved house music from way back then. And I guess I never really had an opportunity to start recording or working on house songs. So I started working with a couple of DJs. I worked with Louis Vega. I worked with the Capo. I worked with the Rhythm Sessions. I worked with the what are these guys? The Revolution. Remember them?
Yes, the twins.
Yeah. So I worked with a couple of house DJs, but I just didn't know how to deliver the music. So the idea of me DJing came about when I thought, how do I present my house music differently and separated from who Wanda Baloyi is?
So how was your first gig, Wanda?
It was scary. So scary. I was like, what are you doing, Wanda? But yeah. I offered to play at a friend of mine's birthday. And I'm like, can I just play? And it turned out amazing. I mean, obviously, you're going to make a few mistakes here and there because you're starting. But I think the more times that I threw myself in different venues and different parties and different, you know, situations, I got better and better at DJing and at mixing especially.
Okay, what I'm picking up from everything you're saying is that every time you have to change something, a direction in your life, you're basically kicking fear's butt.
Absolutely.
Like, it's the theme of your life. You see the fear and you conquer it. I love it.
Absolutely. I mean, let me not lie to you. I am, number one, I'm extremely shy, which is something most people will never believe because I talk so much.
Yeah.
That is one thing that I do to kind of disguise my shyness is to just kind of like dive into it. So it's the same application that I use in anything different that I do in my life. As scary as it might seem, I find that a lot of us stay stuck in the fear and never actually plunge into doing it. And you realize that when you actually do it, it's not that bad.
Talking about collaboration, collaboration is wonderful. No, kaboom. Kissing you. Yo, Wanda.
Yeah, boo.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
I've got this amazing song, Oyenze no Kabo. Why him?
Yes. Oh, at the time he was producing the album. So what happened is he was songwriting and producing. So it was my first time actually giving somebody the, you know, the power to actually just write what I feel, control the actual direction, obviously with my input, but he was there right through. So the idea of kisses, we were just sitting and I was having a conversation and I said to him, you know, I like kissing, and he's like, that's the song. That's it.
Do you like kissing? You
I
naughty.
Love kissing. Yo.
You know what? That was an amazing collaboration, but there's one that I still want and I yearn for. I yearn okay. for a full album of Wanda
yes.
and Ishmael.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Because that man is versatile.
Oh, he's a genius.
I know. Can you imagine what you two could do together?
Oh, you know, you just fucked something, hey?
Like, yeah, we're listening.
No, you fucked something. No, I'm thinking, yeah, and I'm like, you know what? I'm on it. I swear to God, you'll be the first people to listen
please,
to it, and I'm going to tell you.
I don't take
good advice for granted. This was definitely a great direction.
Oh, I can't wait. I think it's going to be absolutely magical. We actually spoke to him, what was it, a week ago, I think?
Yeah.
And he couldn't stop singing your praises. I mean, hey.
Oh, you lie.
If I had it my way, that man wouldn't stop singing at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, man. I'm going to so call him after this interview. I'm
please
definitely calling Ishmael.
Yeah, we deserve that duet. Do it for the culture,
please,
guys, please.
Please.
No, absolutely.
Not
absolutely,
one song,
absolutely.
A whole CD.
Okay, maybe not the whole CD, but definitely a song or two. That would be brilliant.
It would be absolutely epic.
Yeah, next. Sebenzeka kanjani during COVID and all?
You know what? I'm not going to lie. It's very difficult, especially in the arts and performance spaces, because, I mean, tina si sebenza in, like, spaces where singabantu, you know? And COVID really is not supporting the whole
numbers. I was going to ask, do you think Utu government is doing enough to assist some artists?
Oh, hell no. No, not at all. Definitely not at all. Maybe for others, but I'm speaking for myself.
Exactly,
I do not
yeah.
see a lot of support at all, and I'm not going to be shy to speak my truth at all. So it also was an eye-opening experience for a lot of us, especially in the arts, because we are a very spoilt industry, if I may put it that way, where things really come easy for us in the industry. Like, there's gigs here, there's this, that happening. Mm. So, constantly used to this influx of money that comes in, you know. But once all of that is shut down, you're forced to shift your thinking and think about other ways of making money, which is something that, for me, I think is a good thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really think it's a good thing. It forced us to come out of our comfort zone.
Are you working on something?
In terms of music or
business, the other businesses, you know, on the side, because you've got to see a pusher, we can just help you push out your business.
Absolutely. I am the hustler of notes. Like right now, I can come and sell you a hot dog.
Yes.
Bring it! A Wanda hot dog. Wanda Moloi hot dog, yeah?
I'm telling you, I'm coming to deliver my hot dog in your studios. Do not worry.
Now, obviously, we've heard a lot of people talking about the fact that they're disappointed that government didn't do much for artists. So we know that that is a problem. But I'd like to ask you, what do you think the solution would be? Because we don't know if this is ever going to be again, going to happen again. If you could speak to them one-on-one, what would you say they should have in place to assist artists if this ever happens again?
Firstly, I think the most important thing for people in positions to help the artist should be the artist themselves, first of all. So anyone who should be in position to assist and understand the struggles of an artist should be someone who is in it. Let's start there. I cannot have someone sitting in another position trying to tell me how my industry should operate or how my hunger should be. You don't understand how I make my money. You don't understand how the industry works. It's not every recorded artist that qualifies to be an artist.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
So the creative space is very broad and it's very open. So you cannot exclude a certain part and then include it. So that's what I'm saying. The whole system that they use in terms of people having to fill in the forms and say which performances were you going to. Sometimes you get a phone call now and you're like, yo, I need you to perform somewhere. Or sometimes you get musicians that know, like the musicians that work for us, we don't sign contracts for every gig that we do.
True.
You understand?
Yeah.
So I will pay you per gig. So there's certain things that is difficult to explain that operate within the field of the arts. So hence I'm saying someone that is in it and lives and breathes it is able to control the functionality of it.
Wanda Baloyi, I kneel at your feet. I admire your strength. I admire your perseverance. I admire you so much. Your growth is amazing. Continue to grow as the beautiful flower that you are. A steel rose, my baby. Thank you so much for joining us on Vuma 103 Drive today.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Don't forget to call Ishmael, all right?
On it.
Okay, bye.
Behind the Voice. The Voice on Vuma 103 Drive. This is a Vuma 103 podcast.